On the outskirts of Tallinn, hidden between a dozen of businesses in the industry estate of Harjuma, we find Hurles, a Finnish company that is specialized in the production of different components of sheet metal. The company, who has its headquarters in Lohja, Finland, established a daughter company in Estonia about 3 years ago. CEO Urmo Sisask explains.
We started here in Estonia 2008. In September, we registered the company, and the same week actually Lehman Brothers collapsed in US and the financial crisis started. So it was somehow, I'm laughing that it was exactly this best timing.
Hurles is not the only Finnish company that moves to his Baltic neighbor. Around 4,500 Finnish businesses are registered in Estonia. 3,500 of them work actively. But what makes Estonia so attractive?
A lot of traditions are quite much similar what in Finland and Estonia as well. And of course, even more in Estonia, things have rather unique situation that probably Estonia is the only country in the world where they can communicate as well with their, using their mother or native language, Finnish, because the languages are so close to each other. And yes, for example, here, including myself, of course, but let's say the whole management team, we can as well, or actually we do communicate with our Finnish colleagues in Finnish.
But the joint culture is not the only reason that Finnish businesses make the move. Tax rates in Estonia are also lower than in Finland. Estonia doesn't have a tax on reinvestment. This means that a company doesn't have to pay taxes if they keep investing their profit in their company. You only have to pay when you take out the money to pay out dividends. That is also something Urmo Sisask likes about Estonia.
We are investing. We have invested quite a lot in this company. Last year, for example, when I mentioned that our turnover was close to 3 million euros, we invested 1.6 million euros. Mm-hmm. So, you see, this is actually, of course, with the help of our mother company, because at the moment we were doing minus, we were not earning anything, but this year we are definitely a profitable company, and because of the investments what we have made.
Another element that attracts the Finnish businesses is the fact that people are getting lower salaries in Estonia. And labor costs is one of the biggest expenditures of a company. But according to Mr. Sisask, the salaries are increasing.
20 years' time, there won't be much big differences anymore between Finland and Estonia, I mean, in terms of salary. There are already today certain areas which are basically paying exactly the same level of salary like in Finland, Estonia, or anywhere else in the world. For example, if we take IT sector.
Also, the Estonian government does its bit to attract those Finnish businesses. They want to make the administration of those companies as simple as possible. Therefore, they developed the e-government. Thanks to this e-government, businesses can arrange almost everything online.
There are certain things which are much easier to handle in Estonia, already starting from established things. What you need to run a company, you can basically handle online. It is so easy to communicate with the tax department, for example, or statistics or whatsoever they want to have from us. My Finnish colleagues very often they say that they just admire and they say that, my God, you have very good tools to work, because they sometimes have a lot of there are certain bureaucracy in every country naturally, but sometimes in the so-called old democracy countries, there are much more bureaucracy going on than in the new emerging markets.